يكرر light of my two eyes يكرر evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The gate of knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the gate of knowledge. We listen the words of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, talking about the virtues of the pious ones. In previous session, we talked about the first basic characteristic of the people of piety, and that was منطقهم الصواب, that we said there are, it has two meanings. One is that their way of speech is right, and the second meaning that we preferred is that the way of thinking is right. They have a right thinking in a way that they reach to the truth of the world. They reach to the goal of the world. And through looking at different signs in the universe, the signs of Allah in the universe and in their own souls, they reach to the truth. And their thought is formed in a right manner. After that, the second thing that Imam talks about is that their dress is moderate. A similar thing about dress, which is in Arabic, malbas, exists about the thing that we talked about, nutq, which had two meanings. One was the way of speech, and the second one was the way of thinking. Malbas also has two meanings. One of the very simple meanings of malbas is dress, the thing that you wear. And in the Quran, it is mentioned that dress, the different kinds of material that Allah has created from animals and the things that the animals make and the things that are grown like cotton, you make dress from them, you cover yourself from sun, from wind, from cold and heat, you cover yourself. And also your dress can help you and protect you from your enemies in war. This is another kind of dress as well. Also, we wear things for their beauty, because wearing dress can ornament us. It's a kind of ornament. When you wear a beautiful dress, a gentle dress, it's an addition for you. And if you look at people, they wear different kinds of clothes. Some people wear very expensive clothes. Some people wear clothes that attract people to them, and they can be outstanding among other people. One of the virtues that is considered a virtue, if malbas is this one, which is dress, is moderation in dress. Being moderate in everything in Islam is encouraged. You can say encouraged. We are ordered to be moderate in using the worldly things. And one of the reasons is that the worldly things, all the worldly things, are means. They are not goals. Therefore, we should not go either that way or this way. We have to be moderate. I give you examples. A person who wears very, very expensive things in a way that other people envy him or her. So what a beautiful thing he wears. Oh, we cannot have such a dress. So it's not good. And there are so many things, so many corruption which may be formed, jealousy that is formed besides that. Many people are killed because of their having things and which others don't have. And therefore, in wearing things, a Muslim, a pious one, is the one who is moderate in dress, is simple in dress. Of course, for ladies, it has another philosophy as well. If we want to protect our women, if we want women to be safe, not to be bothered in ways and in different situations, it's good to encourage them and to advise them to wear moderate things, to wear things that do not attract the people who may not be good people, and they may harm the person. Again, we have many examples. You know, Muslim ladies, they wear moderate wearing. They cover themselves and they cover their beauties other than for their husbands. In this way, Islam orders people to be beautiful, attractive in the family, among their family members, and man and wife to be beautiful, attractive for themselves. But when they come out in the society, because the activities that in normal life we have is not sexual activities, therefore the dress should be moderate. The same thing is true about men also. They should wear moderate wearing. And the goal of wearing is protect people from cold, from heat, from rain, and also to be an ornament for them in a moderate way. This is one meaning of their dress is moderate. But one of the meanings of this phrase is that they are moderate in everything. And it is a metaphor. Moderation is like a dress for them. The way that all the time you dress something and you have something on, the people of piety, they always cover themselves and they have moderation with them. Moderation is a cover for them. Moderation is a dress for them. ملبسهم الاقتصاد. اقتصاد means moderation, and it is a metaphor that moderation is likened to a dress that you wear and you carry it with self, you have it with yourself. It becomes a part of you. It is always with you. This second meaning, I heard from many teachers, several teachers, and also I have read in many books that moderation is a thing in Islamic teaching that doesn't have exception, or exception to moderation is rare. It is good to be moderate in everything, in your eating, in your sleep, in all the needs that we have, in all the things, in sex, in everything. Moderation is good. Again, when we look at the worldly desires, going over moderation to be hyperactive in any of the desires, it may hurt our personality. And it is good to have balance in our actions. A person who is a person of piety and virtue should plan for himself, for herself, to eat in a moderate way. What is the meaning of moderation in eating? Is to have enough energy to eat different kinds of food, not eat excessively. Eating should not have dominance on him. She should have control over the desire of eating. Sleep in a pious person has a moderate rate. Not staying awake all the time, not sleeping all the time, not oversleeping, not less sleeping. So a moderate sleeping. And all other desires. Islam does not say you should not have any pleasure, because these desires are created in us by God. So they should be fulfilled, but they should be fulfilled in a balanced manner, to the extent that are needed, to the extent that they are designed for. Therefore, the Islamic rules that controls and puts some limits to some actions, like eat this one, don't eat that one. When you should get married in order to fulfill your sexual need, and also other examples in Islam. Of course, when we consider and compare the allowed actions and the forbidden actions, the forbidden actions are much less than in other words, the circle of the allowed is much wider than the circle of forbidden acts. And that is because Islam does not want to remove the pleasure and does not want the pleasure to be uncontrolled. The code is control. And if we control our desires, then we will have a moderate person. The people of piety are people of moderation. This is the second thing that, as a general trait, shadows everything in one's life. Therefore, the second basic in my idea, the second very basic trait and the virtue of the people of piety is that they are moderate in everything, in their worship acts, in eating, in sleeping, in sexual acts, with allowed ways, through allowed ways, and also other things in other activities. They are moderate. Therefore, the first thing is that they have a right thinking and right knowledge, right understanding of the world and themselves, to the point that it is said, if you know yourself, it's equal to knowing God. If really you know yourself, you have known God. Man arafa nafsahu arafa rabbahu. The one who knows himself, his soul has known God. This is the value of right knowledge and right thinking. And the second trait is that they are moderate, and moderation is always with them as a dress. They all, in other words, we can say they dress moderation all the time. I hope we all will reach to a right thinking, and I hope we are always moderate in our actions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا صل على يا ربنا صل على طه النبي طه النبي وآله.
صلى الله عليه.